We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
All right, welcome back. We are going to explore why Vegas doesn't love the Eagles, although they're starting to change their minds. And I'll give you an update on that in a few minutes. And I'm going to warn you now, Al, you and the people out there that are not comfortable in your own skin.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah. At the very end of this conversation with Ben Davis, I am going to ask him a question that you will find uncomfortable. But it's important. I ran it by Ruben Amaro, and he endorses my asking. Correct, Rube?
I do endorse
it. He endorses it. So if you have a problem, you see a Ruben Amaro on that. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the finest analysts of the Philadelphia Phillies is a man named Ben Davis, and he is out of line with us right now. Hi, Ben!
Top of the morning to you.
All right, Ben, I got a lot of stuff to run by today, but first of all, I just want to know, how you feeling about the Phillies after that good road trip?
Oh, man. I feel great about it. That game on Sunday was a kick to the gut.
Mm.
They had it wrapped, signed, sealed, and delivered. 6-1 sounded so much better than 5-2. I'll take the 5-2. I don't want to sound like I'm like spilt milk, but man, it was right there for them to sweep the Dodgers at Dodger Stadium would have been awesome. But I'll take the 5-2.
I'm with you in that, man. I wanted that's a long ride home, Ben. If you lose a game like that when you won the first three, isn't it?
It was. I got in bed yesterday at 5:15 a.m. So it was quite a long road trip. But I think all in all, the guys were happy about it. I do know that, you know, talking to a couple of people on the plane, on the bus ride back to the ballpark, some guys were pretty upset about it. And that's great that they feel that way. You know, it's great that that showed their professionalism. They say it was right there in front of them, but not able to completely get that 6-1.
All right, Ben, I'm going to tell you, I was unhappy even before the first pitch of that game.
What's that?
I didn't like the lineup, and here's what I didn't like. All right, first of all, I am still contesting the need for the platelet injection in the middle of Bryce Harper's greatest run as a Philly. But secondly, if I'm not putting Harper in the lineup, then damn it, I get JT Realmuto in that lineup somewhere. I don't care if he's not hitting right now. He's about to, and he's one of my best hitters. How do you put in a lineup where – from Herrera down, it's nothing. Why would you do that in a game you could sweep the Dodgers? That was a bad job by Girardi. Do you agree?
I don't agree. I think, listen, JT's been struggling. He's been struggling mightily. Gareth Stubbs has been doing a pretty darn good, adequate job at doing what he's doing. He had two hits. He threw a runner out at second base. And the bottom line is JT, with that day off, he ended up getting 2 days off because they're off yesterday.
All right.
I know that JT is, you know, he's a big time guy, supposedly best catcher in baseball. But the bottom line, he's really struggling right now, and he needed a day off. And, you know, he went out there, and there was a righty on the mound, Stubbs played. But the whole Harper thing, they've consulted. Bryce wants to play right field. That's the bottom line. He wants to play right field. He doesn't feel like a whole player just DHing, and he feels like he can contribute mightily, you know, by playing right field. And if they feel like they can get this done, nipped in the bud, 4 weeks off, start throwing again, maybe this does work, then he can get back out there playing right field. I hear you, Angelo. It was one of those things that, hey, he's the hottest man on the planet right now offensively. I get that. But he wants to play right field, and they think this is the best way to deal with that.
I bet. You were a catcher.
Yes.
How hard is it to catch every game?
It's hard. It's very hard, and especially now, because look at the game on, what was it, the second night in. It was 4 hours and 18 minutes. It was 4 hours and 18 and 9-inning game. Every batter seems like it's a full count. There's multiple foul balls. These guys have so much data in their heads. Like they can almost kind of predict what pitch is coming beforehand. These guys are it's so much of a longer game. We should get mad, Angelo, when the game would go 3 hours. We're like, oh my God, can you believe we played a 3-hour ball game? That's ridiculous. Now it's every game is a minimum 3 hours, and it's sometimes it's 4 hour 9-inning games. It's just so much longer. It's that much harder on a catcher.
Right.
It's grueling.
That's a good argument. But is that having all the data loaded in your brain, Ben, is that good for the game?
Sometimes it's paralysis by analysis.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, sometimes it's just, you know, see ball, hit ball. Some of the best players I ever played with, and Ruben would be the first one to tell you, some of the best players I ever played with were the dumbest players I ever played with.
Yeah?
Because they just went up there, they saw it and hit it. And they, you know, they didn't get bogged down by this and that. And, you know, there's certain guys, they just went up there and they just raked. And they didn't think about anything else except hitting the baseball. And they didn't get bogged down by all these numbers floating around.
Hey, Ben, did you ever catch a no-hitter?
No.
Were you close?
A couple times I was.
Does it sadden you that now most no-hitters will not be thrown by one pitcher because of pitch counts?
It does sadden me. It does. You look at the one with the Reds and the Pirates the other day.
Yep.
And, you know, Hunter Green, he threw 118 pitches. He's a young kid who has one of the most promising futures I've ever seen. This kid is a stud. But 118 pitches at his age, it was time for him to get out. I know that's not what people want to hear, but, you know, that's just the way it is nowadays. I think if guys can be more efficient with their pitches and try and you know, not strike everybody out, you're going to see more guys do that. We look at Walker Buehler the other night, who got lit up by the Phillies, and it was great to watch. But he said, listen, I want to pitch 7, 8, maybe 9 innings every time I go out there. I can go throw 98 for 5 innings. I can go throw 98 to 100 every pitch if I wanted to. He said, but that's not what I want to do. I want to go out there and I want to stay off barrels. I want to get early contact. I want to get early outs. You don't hear pitchers talk like that anymore. They just want to go out there and get 5, 6 innings and to go sit on the bench for the next 5 days. You know, that was refreshing to hear from Walker Buehler's standpoint. But these guys try and miss barrels too much. They try and strike everybody out. That's why you're not seeing these guys go later in the ball games, and therefore you're not going to see the no-hitters by one guy anymore.
Good stuff. Ben, 3 years ago we had a big debate in this town. Mm-hmm. Harper versus Machado. He's here tonight. 3 years later, who you like?
It's a no-brainer for me. I think Bryce Harper has been everything that Philly could have asked for and more. He is must-see TV. He is just that guy that he gets it. Everything he does, he gets it. It's been that way in the city with regards to, I mean, look at the answer that he gave you guys about Duke and Villanova, right? He just gets everything. Back when the NCAA tournament was being played, about how much he loved Duke basketball and Mike Krzyzewski, but he said, but how can you not root for Jay Wright? And, you know, them playing their fifth-year seniors and how they're the underdog. He just has a grasp and a feel for everything. He just gets everything the city encompasses. But he goes out there and he balls. He posts up every day, and it's been fun to watch, man.
You know what's amazing? Dombrowski, Al, he's making $300 million. Yeah. Dombrowski said he's underrated.
Yeah.
Does that mean he should get $400
million? Sure, why not?
All right, one last thing, Ben, and I don't want to make you uncomfortable, but this came up yesterday, and I often reference you as one of the best-looking people I've ever met. All right?
I heard that. Thank you very much.
Why do you think athletes are better looking than non-athletes?
Vanity.
Vanity?
Yeah.
The way they feel, the way they carry themselves?
I think so.
Confidence.
I think that, especially baseball players, I think we're a very proud bunch. And we, like, whenever I struck out,
yeah,
I was embarrassed.
Oh.
I was embarrassed. And believe me, I was embarrassed a lot. But I think it was a pride factor in the things that we did. We knew that we were the top 1% of all the people in the entire world. And we had to carry ourselves in such a way that, you know, we went out there on that field with something in us, inside of us, that we thought our, you know what, didn't stink. And I think it's one of those things that you're just, you know, I don't know. It's just a pride factor and trying to be the best that you can be. And I think that involves everything that you do in your life. Everything that I ever wanted to do or touch, I wanted to be the best at. And I think it's just a pride factor in yourself that you just wanted to be the best. If you weren't the best, you strive to be the best in everything that you did. And so, you would do anything in your power to make it so.
So, Ben, if I walked down a street with a little more swagger, I would be more appealing physically.
I think so. Right, but you already got that in your bag, Angela. I mean, that's a no-brainer.
Al's cringing over here, Ben. Ruben Amaro is showing no support.
I absolutely agree with what Ben said, though.
Yeah?
About
the swagger?
No, I think there's such negativity in the sport that you almost try to overcome it by feeling and trying to make yourself feel as good and as you possibly could.
Ben, I always wondered, because we bumped into this guy at the Borgata the other day, this young man.
He's obsessed with
him. Great-looking guy. And right. I was just trying to wonder what it would be like to have that kind of head. And you have one. So I just, that's what I wanted to know. God bless you and
top
your family.
Top of the morning
Ben.
To you, Ben.
God
top
bless
morning,
you and all your gorgeous kids, because I'm sure they got the same genes. You're the best. Ben Davis, we love you, man. Thank you, pal.
Thanks so
see
much.
You later, Ben.
Have a great
It's a fact.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.